ACMA issues warning to 10 Play over gambling ad violations. The Australian Communications and Media Authority, ACMA, has warned the 10 network after it violated gambling ad restrictions by broadcasting 17 betting commercials during a Socceroos friendly and an A-League women's match. ACMA issued a warning to 10 Play, 10's streaming platform, as this is its first infraction. However, the network may face penalties if it happens again. In 2022, a bipartisan committee, led by the late Labour MP PETA Murphy, recommended a total ban on gambling advertisements during live sports. However, the government seems likely to soften this proposal and instead implement a partial ban. Multiple ads from several companies. Viewers reported seeing multiple gambling ads from various companies during the live streams of the Central Coast Mariners vs. Newcastle Jets A-League women's match and the Socceroos vs. England friendly on the 14th of October 2023. Carolyn Lidgerwood, an ACMA representative, emphasized the need for Network 10 to comply with legal standards for gambling ad placements. Quote, "These rules are designed to reduce the potential harm that gambling promotions can cause. Streaming services are expected to adhere to these laws." Carolyn Lidgerwood, ACMA representative. Public concerns over gambling ads. Last year, the public expressed concern over the prevalence of gambling ads during live sports coverage on various platforms and broadcasters. ACMA's report revealed that over 1 million gambling commercials aired on free-to-air TV and radio within a year, with an estimated $238 million spent on advertising aimed at enticing people to bet. 10 attributed the violation to a manual coding error. In a similar case last year, Channel 7 was fined $13,320 for repeatedly breaching the ban by airing a gambling ad at 10:38 a.m. during a live NFL game on 7+ on 12/2022. Previously, ACMA had warned 7 that it would face financial penalties after the network aired 49 betting ads during the 2020 Olympics. Current regulations prohibit gambling commercials during livestream sports events between 5 a.m. and 8:30 p.m., including the 5 minutes before and after the event. However, these ads are allowed between 8:30 p.m. and 5 a.m., and from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. during any program not specifically aimed at children. The parliamentary committee has proposed a gradual ban over 3 years, aiming to restrict gambling ads between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. and completely ban online gambling ads and sponsorship by the end of the third year. Meanwhile, Free TV Australia, the peak body for free-to-air commercial broadcasters, opposes further restrictions on gambling ads, arguing that such measures could jeopardize the free broadcast of sports. The lobby group claims that commercial networks earn approximately $200 million annually from gambling advertisements.